pajamas. It's time for a long winter's nap. There's a knock on the door and a stranger is there. He wants you to sit on his lap.
Hello and welcome to the Noisecast. It's a podcast about technology, technology news, gadgets, gizmos, geek life, and assorted things that piss us off. We have a website. It is thenoisecast.com. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/noisecast. Find us on Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. And MySpace just kicked our page off the site for being too good. Something about sparkly backgrounds not allowed anymore. Anyway, we got a bunch of topics tonight. We got a few people in the live chat as well. You can join us every week, same time. It's 7 Central on Sunday nights. Well, yeah, actually not next week. We won't be because it's Christmas and no one's going to be around. But most Sundays, you can catch us at 7 Central on thenoisecast.com/live. There's a chat. You just, you know, put your name in and say, hi, you guys are dumb, and we'll ignore you or make fun of you.
It's actually /listen.
No, /live. There's a /live that's just, that doesn't have all the other things on it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the URL I use. Because it doesn't have the play all the other episodes thing on there. Anyway. With us tonight, we have Interrupting Ray.
Yes.
And Ben.
What up?
And I am Chris, your host.
So are we just using real names now?
That's what I'm doing.
All right, real names it is.
We'll be consistent.
Okay, glad we agreed on something I'd already done.
Fuck you.
Yeah, anyway, let's start off with something we discussed last week. Louis C.K. did his online sales for... he basically paid for... out of his pocket and produced a show, and apparently he actually cuts and edits the video himself on his Mac, which is cool as hell. Paid for the recording, the production, posting, the website, everything. So you could buy his Live at the Beacon Theater, performance for $5 in a DRM-free, direct from the artist download. There's no, requirements, you know, you have to live in the U.S., anything like that. It's pretty damn cheap. You're supporting a good artist that does a lot of the work himself. He's not going through an album or a label. Sorry, I'm on Vicodin this week, so I'm going to be a little off. He's not going through a label. All this money pretty much goes to him. He put up a statement saying how well it worked. He said that the video itself cost $170,000 to make, and that includes the venue, the, you know, the filming, the production, and whatever else. The website cost $32,000 because they realized it was going to take a hell of a lot of bandwidth to serve up a popular, you know, video for that much.
Because you can stream it if you buy it too.
Yeah, I mean they did this right. You don't have to carry it with you. You can stream it as well. Apparently, 12 hours after it went on sale, it had over 50,000 purchases and earned $250,000. And so it basically broke even. And then as of, I guess this was the day after, or this was the 13th of December. This was posted on the 10th. So 3 days later. He has a profit of around $200,000. And that's basically selling his own thing for $5 that you would normally buy on a DVD for $20.
I'd chalk that up to victory.
Yeah, it's just like with, you know, when Steam puts stuff on sale, even if they cut the price of a game in half or down to like 80% or something like that, you still... the developers still make more money on that game than they do when it's full price because so many more people buy it that they're making, you know, a lot of money. Anyway, It's also promoted by Steam. That helps. It doesn't hurt that this was spread all over Reddit and all over the internet as this giant middle finger to the way labels do it. So it's good to hear that that succeeded, and he plans on doing it again. He also says he reserves the right to go back and sign a massive deal with the company that pays him fat coin and charges you straight up the ass. So,
at least he's honest.
Did any of you guys see his AMA on Reddit?
He's hilarious. If someone complimented him, too.
He actually posted like a lot of meaningful answers and thoughtful stuff, and it was really enlightening to read.
Yeah, except when somebody complimented him, he'd pretty much say "fuck you."
Which yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That was hilarious. And totally, and people are like, yeah, he told me to fuck off. It's awesome.
I am glad, though, on the website they changed it from that terrible red font. I did not like that.
Yeah, well.
Have you guys watched it yet, actually?
I haven't bought it yet, to be honest. But I haven't stolen it either. So
yeah, I haven't either. I've been lazy. I intend to, but I have not yet. But I'm not going to steal it either.
Me either. I'm not going to steal it, but...
Okay. Stan is just telling us in the chat that he bought it, and it was... To him, he'd easily pay $15 for that same... Apparently, it's hilarious. It's awesome. And it's... The guy's got good content. So it's not just that he's selling his stuff for cheap and in a good way. He also has great content.
Yeah, that definitely helps that he actually is talented. Like, I'm not sure how well the model will necessarily work for everyone. I think maybe it would work better. But, like, if you're not Louis C.K. and you're not this huge name, you might not get the exposure to sell, 500,000, half $1 million.
Well, you look at other artists that have done this.
Hopefully it, like, if the big names, Louis C.K., and then also, like, Radiohead with music and et cetera, et cetera.
Nine Inch Nails, let's see, what's it?
Yeah, if they kind of start the trend and everyone picks up on it, then hopefully it'll kind of open the doors for smaller people, too.
Yeah, Trent Reznor sells...
I think it really relies more on, people knowing who he is and knowing that he does great stuff.
Oh, that's
just spreading. Because if it's just some guy that you kind of heard about and you're on the fence about, it's probably not going to work as well as this did.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you go to Nullco, NULLCO.com, that's where Trent Reznor is selling all of his newer stuff since Nine Inch Nails is over. There's a few Nine Inch Nails things in there, but it's really cheap. It's super easy to download stuff. He has free samples of almost everything, but he also has the option to buy... And you can get it in MP3, you can get it in FLAC, or either Apple Lossless or FLAC, and you can buy hard copies on DVD or even on vinyl if you prefer. But he's a huge name, and it works great for him. So.
Yeah, I'd like to see that kind of democratization of the entertainment industry. Kind of makes it easier for everyone to get in and do their thing without needing, the big corporate sponsors and shit.
All right, let's move on to something a little more depressing. The Nokia Lumia 710. It pretty much looks like your typical cheapo smartphone. Nothing like the nice-looking Lumia that they released in Europe. Doesn't have a front-facing camera. It does have 4G. It's got.
I'm not really shocked by the design. Like, it doesn't catch my eye.
No, but it's. I mean, Nokia.
It's not ugly.
No, it looks. It looks all right. Well, I guess it isn't 4G, even though there's a 4G on the stock photo on our site.
Well, is it 4G on certain carriers? Maybe.
It's only T-Mobile.
Oh.
I don't know. That's weird. The stock photo has a 4G up in the corner, but apparently the spec sheet doesn't. Anyway. Whatever. It's $50 on contract, so... It's... I'd try it out. Apparently, it's got good hardware, it just doesn't look super awesome. So, whatever.
Yeah, it looks kind of blah. in my opinion.
It looks very generic. But then again, at the same time, like, how many smartphones these days really actually stand out?
Yeah, but that's the thing. If they'd released the Lumia, was it 800? That's
the
one. Yeah,
800 looks nice.
That's the one. If you go to WindowsPhone.com, that's actually the phone they have on the front page that they did a while ago. It's a better looking phone. It looks.
All right, let me look this
unique.
Up. I don't know anything about it, so let me. Oh, that actually does look nice.
It's not on the front page anymore. So, it's a good looking phone. It doesn't look like the same. All the HTCs look exactly the same. So, there's that. The Samsung phones look all right, but whatever. Seriously, you have a really good looking phone, and that's one of the things that makes Apple's phones unique and sell a lot is that they look different, notable. Anyway, I am not a marketing
the
major.
Lumia kind of, I don't know if it's just me, it reminds me of the current generation of iPod Nano that's out right now. It has a big touchscreen with a little colorful bezel around. It's nice. I like it.
Yeah, actually, it looks good. Yeah. The 710, I'm kind of like, meh.
Well, that's
That looks. It reminds me of like this really old, crappy Nokia that I had like when I first opened my cell phone.
That's what the brand is to Americans, though. I mean, there's a few people that are, you know, Nokia fanboys that obviously are going to argue with me. But seriously, all three of you have to realize that Nokia, to most of Americans, was the first phone they got. And it was a brick. And that's a lot of what they sold. And it made them great. But they also make really good hardware. They just don't sell it to us. I mean, the hardware behind the 710 is good. It's just doesn't look fancy. And, you know, you see all the ads for the Droid Edge and everything. And it looks sleek. And this just looks like a boring old phone. But as people are pointing out in the chat, it's $50. So...
Yeah, good enough for $50, I guess.
Yeah, but you have to deal with T-Mobile.
Yeah. And what other options do you have on T-Mobile? Like, that's an actual question.
The radar, I believe. Was it the HTC radar?
Because I know T-Mobile is the only carrier you can't get an iPhone on, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, the HTC radar is the other Windows phone. It's big. It's similar. It looks like every other HTC. Anyway, let's move on away from that. On to another Windows Phone topic. SkyDrive, Microsoft's cloud drive that everyone gets 25 gigs of storage for free.
It's basically like Dropbox, right?
Yeah, and the only problem with it was in Windows Phone 7, I mean, you could easily access it online. You could, you know, upload stuff, download stuff. You can put pretty much anything in there. There's a pretty stupid file size limit on there. I'm not sure what it is off the top of my head. But it's... people complain about the file size limitation, but don't upload a video to it. So, whatever. It's supposed to be used for documents, pictures, stuff like that. The thing was, if I take a picture with my phone, I have it set to auto-upload every picture I take to SkyDrive. So I can easily go through and erase every picture off my phone every couple weeks, and I don't have to worry about it. Space, because it's not expandable. Other things that are on SkyDrive, all the Office documents for the Office Hub on my phone. And I have music uploaded to there. Because you can use the HTML5 version of the site on the Mango IE9 browser, and it works fine. You can stream music, you can play, it's great. But there really wasn't a good way to manage it, because seriously, navigating a website through a touchscreen device is not the best way to do it. So Microsoft decided to release a SkyDrive app. Pretty much works just like a Dropbox folder. You've got your... And, you know, it sorts just like a Windows Explorer window. You have your folders at the top, and then it's alphabetical past that. You can add folders, delete, and you add, you know, upload stuff, you can download stuff. It's really, you know, logical for once. They finally integrated it. I've used it a little bit. It's cool. It works. nothing to get like a nerd boner about. But it's nice to finally have some real storage on there and a real way to access it, because there's no file system on Windows Phone.
So did not know that.
Yeah, it's you have pictures, and if the app you're looking for or you're using to look through the pictures allows it, there's a video upload. Other than that, there's really no file. Like, if I download a PDF from my email, it doesn't go anywhere. It just kind of saves locally within the email. And I have to forward that. I have to go to forward and then add, you know, the new contact and then change the subject and delete all the forwarding crap that shows up if I want to send that to someone else without it looking like a forward. So now you don't have to do that. You don't really send from, you don't send the actual file. You send a link to the file from within the app. So you can either send a view only link or editable link, similar to Google Docs. And it's out now for Windows Phone and iPhone, which ironically, iPhone came out before Windows Phone or this app. I don't know why.
But that is kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know how Microsoft didn't approve their own app instantly, but whatever.
Gotta go through the proper channels, man.
Yeah, they gave me crap about the Noisecast app, and I have yet to go back and fix it, so.
Speaking of Microsoft app on iOS, do you guys even have Photosynth yet? Because I love that app.
Mm-mm, I really want that, because Photosynth is cool as hell.
It is actually super awesome.
Oh, speaking of random apps, in terms of what the OS allows access to, there's finally a video chat that I've been playing with. It's called Tango. It's the first app I've seen that uses live video. And they said it was only supposed to work on front-facing phones or phones with front-facing cameras, but it works on my phone, so somebody lied.
Oh, your phone doesn't have a front-facing camera?
No. The first, well, hell, most of them don't. Most of the Windows phones don't. I don't know why. It's stupid. All the manufacturers make phones with front-facing cameras. Just throw it on there.
It's a lot of work, man.
Well, I mean, Tango, I think you can also make voice calls. You don't have to make...
No, it did. And I can use the back camera on there, too, if I want. It works.
It's kind of pointless, but...
So, like, face it toward a mirror and turn the camera around?
Sure.
Get one of those little like dentist mirrors that they stick in your mouth, just glue it on the back.
But no, it was the iPhone 3GS fix for FaceTime. It was a little thing that clipped on the back, and it was like a periscope that reflected the image back around.
Genius.
Speaking of cameras, MIT got bored and decided to make a camera that captures light as it travels. Pretty much shoots a trillion frames a second. Not one true sensor picking an entire image up at a trillion frames a second. What happens is it points the lens at a specific area, and they're sending a pulsed laser down through like a Coke bottle in the example in the video, and this camera uses one of 500 or so, 500 sensors as opposed to just one sensor, and they're triggered to go off, so it equals roughly a trillion images taken a second. It's not an entire image. It's basically almost a single dimension of an image. It's not just 2D, it's one dimension. It's a very small sliver. And as they're taking these slivers at that speed, they'll rotate a lens up and down to capture the whole image, and then they compile it all together to get a picture of a photon or a bunch of photons flying through space.
That sounds really technical.
Yeah, and I learned all that just from watching the YouTube video, so I'd recommend going and checking out the YouTube video. The link are in the show notes for those of us who are listening later, and I've just dropped it in the chat for those of you who care.
Shit like that just makes me sad, because I'll never be that smart.
Yeah, but then again, you have social skills, so.
That's true,
I guess. Kind of a trade-off.
Yeah. Look at me, I'm live right now on the internet talking to people. I'm Mr. Congeniality right now.
Yeah, Standish is correcting me. It doesn't photograph one pulse. It's a compilation of images, multiple pulses.
My question is, can we get some like Mythbusters high-speed footage of explosions with it?
Basically, the guy said the idea behind it can be used for commercial photography eventually, but not in the sense of high speed, but in the sense of getting the way that light travels, or the way it captures light, it literally looks like an orb flying through a room. So they're saying they want to use that to create new lighting styles and everything else, and also for medical imaging, because apparently shooting a laser into someone is safer than a ultrasound. But I've seen
every sci-fi movie I've ever seen resulted in less than good things of shooting lasers.
Exactly. So I'm I don't know about that.
And Hollywood is always right.
Yeah,
but then again, I guess you know, high speed footage of like a trillion shots per second would take a while. It'd be like an hour just to watch a little explosion.
Yeah, but some of the stuff they show in Mythbusters, like the cars that smash it, like on the rocket sled, I could watch that if they sold DVDs of stuff smashing in trillion frames a second.
2 hours of this is going,
and it's actually like. You know, that's not even a split second of what actually happens, but you're watching the complete destruction of something at that speed would be amazing.
It would be interesting, I gotta admit.
Tell you what, stoners everywhere would have a new hobby.
But you know what this makes me want to do? Is I want to just show someone a still image and tell them it's a trillion frames per second and just moving really slowly. Yeah. See how long it takes.
Just, yeah, put, label it as a dot GIF. Image.
I think I saw a move.
Yeah, I have the feeling Ben's going to try this on Reddit tonight. Maybe. I'll upvote it. All right. Moving on to other things I can make stupid jokes about. Ben, since I was talking about you, how about Postgram?
Oh, yeah. I put a review about this on the Noisecast this week. I just wanted to talk about it real quick. It's this really cool little app that... you can basically create and send real-life postcards in the mail from your photos on your cell phone. So, like, say you're – I've actually done this. Like, I was at the beach, took a picture of the pier, and then sent it to a friend of mine. Like,
hey, is the pier what you call your penis?
Yes.
No, it's called the pier.
There's a boardwalk and a Ferris wheel and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, ride your penis? And a whole lot of trans.
No homo?
No, some homo. Anyway – Anyway, it's really cool. Each one costs 99 cents, and it comes to you within a couple days. It's printed on like a really nice, thick, glossy photo paper, and I like it a lot. You guys should check it out. It's on iOS and Android.
That's cheaper than buying a postcard on vacation, and you get a customized picture.
Yeah, and because also the postage is included. You don't pay anything. It's just
Wow, professionalism.
Sorry. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. It's you only pay 99 cents, and it's free shipping and everything. So really, you're paying, if a stamp is 44 cents, you paid 55 cents for a custom postcard.
Yeah. That's, well, I mean, if you go, say you're on vacation, and obviously this app, you can use it to send cards, quote unquote, to people for Christmas. Or holiday cards, for those of you who are offended by anything that's slightly religious. You can also use it while you're, like, say you're traveling the U.S., you go to Yellowstone National Park, and you could go buy, you know, for $1, a postcard of Old Faithful, but it's kind of boring. But if you get a picture of yourself in front of Old Faithful, you know, that's something I'd prefer to get in the mail than your generic picture of, you know, sulfuric butthole of the earth.
Yeah, exactly. And because it's so easy to do, you're more likely to do it because, you know, you're going to take pictures of your phone.
You don't have
anyways.
To go to the post office in a way.
Yeah, you could just do it from right there. You can do it while you're in the can, for God's sake. Hell, you could probably take a picture of your junk and send it. I don't know if that would go through the mail, but
I don't know if they do. They probably have something on there. I'm not going to look because I...
Yeah, there's probably terms of service. But, I mean, really, it's so easy to do that you'll probably find yourself doing it like a bunch of times. Just like hey, you know, someone would enjoy a postcard right now. Fuck it, it's a buck. Let me do it.
Yeah, that's... I wish they had one for Windows Phone. I'd probably use it.
Yeah, well, actually, I was looking at the website. I guess you can kind of go a roundabout way. Like, if you have an Instagram account, you can also make postagrams from
the
Instagram account on the internet.
I don't, like, well, I guess that works.
I think you can do something like that, but I don't know. I just use it from the app itself. But yeah, iOS and Android, the app is free. Each one costs a buck. And they also have some other, like, similar services. Like, there's one that prints little, like, photo strips, like you get from the mall, like in a little camera booth.
Oh, yeah.
And they have another one for, like, Christmas cards. If you tried to send it by now, they would be late. But I think they have other holiday designs, too. Maybe like a Valentine's Day or something.
Okay,
those
well,
are a little more expensive, but...
So we have time to send our Kwanzaa cards. Or is
totally.
Kwanzaa, I don't know what Kwanzaa is. I'm racially insensitive.
Well, I think the official Kwanzaa greeting is, what the fuck is Kwanzaa?
Very good, Dave Chappelle.
I don't know anything about Kwanzaa other than the name.
Exactly.
Yeah, there used to be a comic in the paper when I used to read the comics that discussed it every year, and I still haven't figured it out. So, we'll just ignore it.
I mean, it's not like we have the vast internet in front of us. We could just look up Wikipedia, but...
I don't really want to discuss Kwanzaa on a tech podcast. I don't think anyone cares. If you're curious, wikipedia.com, search Kwanzaa. You'll learn something. Okay. We talked about this last week. UMG decided that they wanted to take down someone else's information, or someone else's Mega Uploads video, specifically, which no one really blames them. It's kind of stupid, but...
It is kind of a deal.
So, the UMG, Universal Media Group, got their panties in a wad and took down this video. It was by artists, and it was supporting Mega Upload website, where you can upload megas, apparently. So UMG took it down, and then you know, Mega Upload's like, what, that was all ours. You don't have the right to get that taken down. And then apparently UMG got mad and invoked another DMCA takedown at Tech News Today because they played the song in their report. Again, what I don't know what they're doing. Apparently neither do they. But it turns out that UMG can pretty much take down anything it wants because it has a special... I guess they have so much music out there that they have a special agreement with YouTube that they can take down stuff that doesn't directly affect or doesn't directly have their content in it. I'm sorry, I'm trying.
Yeah, that's the problem with the DMCA is like they can file and you're basically proven.
No, this is not DMCA, because if it's a false filing on DMCA grounds, they are they would be in trouble legally because that's, you know, you're abusing the system.
So, well, I mean, isn't that exactly what it says, like, on YouTube? Like, when it's removed, it's like, oh, this was removed because of a complaint from YouTube.
Typically, but in this case, I don't think it was pulled on DMCA grounds. I just posted
okay, well,
a link in the chat.
Technology aside, the point is, like, you're basically guilty and proven until proven innocent, like, when they complain to YouTube or whatever. It's fucked up. Like, I know Leo Laporte complains a lot of times on This Week in Tech because... I know Tech News Today is part of his network, but like a lot of times he'll play like a little clip of something on YouTube because it's relevant to a news story, and the whole fucking episode gets taken down off.
It gets flagged, YouTube. And then yeah,
and then that, you know, he loses revenue because of that, you know, ad impressions, yada yada. And
there's
fucking retarded.
There's a lot of people. They spend way too much money on lawyers who sit there and stare at YouTube and do Google search. Obviously, a lot of this is automated. You know, I believe Steven did a a piece on it a while ago on the Noisecast. They explained how it was all done. But there's still probably one or two people at this law firm that are billing UMG or whoever for, you know, ridiculous amounts of money an hour. And all they do is go through YouTube and they search keywords. And if that keyword turns up in something that contains the tune from a song that they have the rights of, then they're going to get it taken down just because they can. It's not going to make them any money by taking it down. It's not going to cost them any money by leaving it up. But they just want to be these giant D-bags that walk around and say, oh, that's mine. You can't have that. That's mine. Nope, that's mine too. I'm sitting in all eight of these chairs. You can't sit down.
It seems like UMG can just like go around on YouTube and just claim everything.
Well, that's what this article says.
Once you say, hey, this needs to be taken down, there's nothing else happened. You don't have to do anything else.
Yeah.
It just goes down.
Yeah, that's the thing. They basically have special treatment.
That's what they said.
You have to prove that you weren't infringing to get it back up.
That's what they said. Chancellor, you're going to have to probably put that in a bit.ly format. He just gave us a link. I'm going to see if I can get it to work. Ah, it works. Okay. Yeah. Ars Technica, I think, says the same thing. But at the bottom it says, YouTube says to Ars Technica that their partners do not have the right to take down videos from YouTube unless they own the rights or they are live performances controlled through exclusive agreements, blah, 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 blah. That's why they reinstated the mega upload video. So apparently...
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't excuse that they took it down in the first place.
Well, yeah, exactly. they take down first, ask questions later.
And that's the problem.
Well, they're worried about being sued by someone who has a lot of money, like UMG, versus someone who is making money off of them. You know, someone who might make money off of the upload, which they're not going to sue for that much. Whereas UMG is just going to sue for $6 trillion because they want to make, you know, a point, but they're not going to get $6 trillion, and it's going to be really stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I understand YouTube's position, like what you're saying, and as much as I want them to be, like, the purveyors of justice and basically tell UMG to go stick it. Like, I understand they can't really do that, and they basically just have to cover themselves. They just go along with it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. But, otherwise, they'd have
to... The whole thing is, for me, is like, are they really losing any revenue from YouTube?
No. I would go as far as to say that it
includes...
Hey,
we lose a lot of revenue.
It doesn't...
pirate our stuff.
It doesn't matter if they lose revenue, is if someone else is making revenue off of that. That's when I could see them getting upset. But I don't think they were making any. They're just trying to get attention. Mega upload was with the song.
Yeah, well, and the thing about taking down that mega upload song is like that's just another example of a long line of UMG taking shit down, and you would hope that just how ridiculous that particular example is would kind of open up people's eyes and realize that there's some fucked up shit going on. But no, it's just going to be pretty much ignored, and they're going to get away with it like they always do.
Well, yeah, because it's... I don't know. It's just a dumb thing.
Yeah, it's not helping. It's not making them look good, and it's annoying. Anyway.
This goes back to like the Louis C.K. story we were talking about, you know, last week and this week, of why and the whole kind of democratization, like I was talking about, of entertainment, that when we don't have to rely on these, you know, on people like UMG, then they can't file tickets.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they still can. They'll go ahead and try.
Yeah, but once they
start moving away from that model,
I'm all for them having power to take down their own content, but they're. There should be some accountability on both sides.
Well, I think there's going to be a downfall in the large record industry like that. There's going to be sites that list artists, but anymore you can hire a producer, you can hire people to put your CD together, you can sell it on your own on iTunes. You might need a small backing to get all that started, but that could come from, say, another artist. In your vein that picks you up. It doesn't have to be through a mega label like UMG.
What a revolutionary concept you got there, Chris. The death of the music industry. Oh, my God.
But
that's exactly what's happening, and I know. And I totally agree.
He is sarcastic ass.
But it's a good thing, and we want it to go further.
Yeah. I'm basically saying I want all of this to happen, so UMG is just the old cat lady screaming at things that no one pays attention to anymore. That's what I want in life.
That's really what everything has become, is because everything, internet, any media really, is controlled by these old people, for lack of a better term, who don't understand how the modern system wants to work.
Oh, it must be like you're setting up a transition into the SOPA discussion.
Well, now that you pointed it out, it's not quite as clever, but yes.
I didn't know if you were. But anyway, that exactly describes what's happening with the whatever the hell SOPA stands for.
Stop Internet Piracy Act.
Oh, is it? Because it's more like Stop Internet Act.
Well, it's something like that.
It's basically...
And how the hell is... That'd be SIPA.
Under the guise of, IP protection.
Everyone by now should know what the act what they're proposing. My biggest issue is I spent about a half hour pounding my head into the desk while watching it. The discussion, was it 2 days ago, a day ago? I don't remember. I had a concussion. It was Friday.
You're just accident prone, man.
Wait a minute.
No, I got the concussion because I was slamming my head against the desk while listening to them talk about it.
That wasn't an accident. Really roughed you up, didn't he?
Yeah. This basically, everyone discussing it who has power, basically the people who've been in Congress since they were, wee little lads. They have so many friends in the industry that they don't really have to care what's going on. They make a lot of noise because that's what they're paid to do. And they're not going to listen to any naysayers because the naysayers don't pay money to their campaign contributions. And the young people, I believe there's a gentleman from Utah and one from California that were making valid points as to why, first of all, SOPA is... stupid in a security sense because they want to control DNSs. And second, it's basically going to get to the point where anyone can shut anyone down for any tiny infringement. It's going to kill.
It really kind of ruins the internet as you know it because
it doesn't actively ruin. It allows the internet to be ruined.
It's massive, so I don't know everything. But it basically kind of eliminates the safe harbor law that's kind of in practice now that YouTube uses. They're not liable for what people post. They just have to remove it.
Once they're notified.
And that's fine. I don't really have too many qualms with that. But this basically eliminates that and says your whole website will be shut down and removed from the internet through DNS blocking.
That's basically saying, like, you pickpocketed a pack of gum, and we're going to take your entire house for that.
No, what it's more like is you live in an apartment building, and your neighbor pickpocketed gum, and they burned down the whole building.
No, you run a website.
A guy named, goes by Crazy Brit or whatever. I forget what his name is, but it's a really informative video, and he uses the analogy where it's like, you have some illegal items in your safety deposit box at a bank. This gives the government the ability to shut down the whole bank, and no one can use it anymore.
Because all of the safety deposit boxes are lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's stupid. And the people discussing it on the floor, I heard this, I think, two or three times, was, I don't really understand the technical aspects of this. Well, sir, and this is coming from one of the supporters of the bill. So these are people who hired somebody to write a technical report that they could put in the bill. And then they don't understand what's in it, but they're okay with it. Yeah, it's not... Okay, Chancellor, it's not just old farts. It's old farts that don't care. Because there are old farts that care.
It's your fucking job to understand it, all right? Like, if you're trying to push this shit through and you have no idea what you're even talking about, well, fuck you.
Exactly.
So I had to throw that in for him.
No, that was well played. Anyway,
I think there needs to be some kind of check and balance in place where if there's a bill coming up and you have no idea what it's about or how it's supposed to work, you don't get to vote on it.
Yeah, these assholes, the first thing they do is vote for their own raise. That's all that matters.
God. Yeah, and it's because they've all been bought off. And was the ridiculous thing is apparently it's not that hard to buy them off. Like, no. I was reading
lobbyists
or something on Reddit where it was like an aide or something. He was talking about, like, sometimes it's as little as, like, taking them out to dinner can influence their opinion. Or, like, you know, donations of, like, a couple $100. I always thought it was on the scale of, like, hundreds of thousands. No, it's really, it's hundreds of ones.
So we could afford to do this if we so chose. However, if they get a counter offer from someone with more money, we're screwed. Exactly. And it's like since it's all right, under the table, it's not like we can get a refund.
It's fucking ridiculous. And like, with all the problems and issues, you know, domestic and abroad that we've got going on, it's so ridiculous to think that the most important thing we're worrying about is the fucking intellectual property of Hollywood corporations.
Well, and that's the thing.
More arts getting their fair share. Like, that's only right. But these aren't the artists.
No.
These are guys in suits and ties who say that piracy is hurting their industry, which is the same shit they said back when the VHS came out, how it was going to kill the industry.
Yeah, because it was so easy to copy.
Well, and frankly, though, the whole piracy thing, I would say is more of a cover, and really the intention is to censor the internet, and they're using stopping piracy as an end to justify the means.
Well, because I can't buy into the piracy is killing our industry when you're making record profits. Sure, they're not as high as they could be if there was no piracy ever, but that's never going to exist.
Well, don't forget the fact that if there's really issues, CEOs would be getting pay cuts. CEOs aren't getting pay cuts. Obviously, this is part of the problem behind Occupy Wall Street, is that CEOs are still getting raises while apparently we're in this horrible depression and people are being laid off. But I don't think any CEO should ever earn 10 times more than, you know, his average employee, because that's fucking ridiculous, man. 10 times
really,
more.
When you get that high up in the corporate chain, what do you actually do? Like, I have a hard time figuring out what Congress people actually do. Like, they have so many aides and assistants, and you don't have to answer your own phone.
No, they sit in the chair and they are told what to vote by their aide.
And that's why they don't understand shit that they're fucking voting on.
The guy who's
when you get that high up, you don't have to do anything. Everything's delegated off to somebody else.
Yeah.
And they just bring you a stack of papers, and you're like, oh, I don't have time to read this. So someone else reads it and gives you the cliff notes.
Yeah,
I don't have time to read this. I'm so busy not reading other things.
I'm busy meeting people.
To their defense, there is way too much shit to read and understand that goes through there. I mean, I was watching C-SPAN on what Congress is passing, and apparently they're now allowing vehicles to drive up a road to a mountain. Like, who's going to read that bill? I don't know, nobody. But that I know that's not the only thing on that bill. I know there is some stuff thrown in that bill that no one's going to know about, and it's going to end up costing like $700, $800, $1 million.
It seems to me there's always something where they're like, well, let's tack this on, and we can hide it under this stuff, and it'll get through, and that'll be a law, and no one will notice.
Yeah, like, there's an actual term for that. What is it, like? Is it a writer? No, I think a writer is more specific.
No, I forget what it's called. Wait,
there's a specific term for it, which I forget. Hopefully someone in the chat maybe can.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. I know what you're talking about because it was something we had to deal with a lot in my senior year history class in high school. But that's it.
Either way, it's just
apparently, according to Wikipedia, it is a writer.
Okay. Well, let's move on before Ray gives himself a heart attack or chokes somebody.
Also, it's incredibly likely we don't know anything what the fuck we're talking about, much like congressmen. So maybe we should move on.
But, yeah. No, I mean, there's a point.
We don't get paid to represent people.
We understand the internet. We understand how the internet, well, some of us, I don't know. But anyway, I know that the stupid power given to people will be abused, and this is giving stupid power to people. So, let's move on, as Ben suggested, because we're just talking on our asses to an extent, and talk about the Kindle Fire. Kindle Fire, you know, people are saying it's the iPad beater. Then Vito said, hey, idiots, it's not the same thing as the iPad. And then people, whatever. It's similar to an iPad and it's a tablet. I've got my hands on one. It's awesome. It needs a camera and it needs a better way to store pictures. But other than that, for $200, I would prefer it over an iPad. I don't like the size of the iPad. I like the size of the Fire. And they have, according to this article, says that it has been the number one seller for 11 weeks, and they have sold, quote-unquote, millions. Not the number one seller, one of the top holiday gadgets on Amazon.com.
The reviews I've been hearing about it are that it's a pretty good little device, but it's not so much a question as iPad versus Kindle. At that point, it was get the iPad if that's what you – if you have the money and that's what you want, like you want a real tablet, get the iPad or, you know, whatever other Android tablet.
Yeah, but –
but if it's more of a question of I want a tablet and I have $200, then get the Fire.
Here's the thing though. Why do you need an iPad versus the Kindle Fire? It's slightly bigger. The camera, which seriously – at this day and age, why you're not throwing a $2 front-facing camera in there, I don't know. That makes no sense to me. Everything else, I mean, they've got the storage, the online, was Amazon's, I forget what they call it, their super drive or whatever the hell. But it's... Why would you want to spend the extra money? Oh, it's got an Apple on it.
Well, I guess the app ecosystem probably would be a incentive.
Okay, the numbers are there, but numbers doesn't mean good. Like there are what 6 point or however many billions of people on this earth. How many of those people are awesome people? 3, and they're on this podcast right now.
Well, all I'm saying is I haven't used the Kindle Fire other than a demo unit in Target, which didn't work real well because grubby ass kids
right here. Oh yeah.
But I'm repeating basically what I've heard other people whose business it is to know what the fuck they're talking about.
I got my hands on one for about 2 hours.
But if you have $500 and what you really want is a tablet, probably the iPad is better. But if you only have $200, then it's perfectly fine for you.
Okay, honestly, if you only have $200, then you probably shouldn't be buying a tablet computer.
Well, if your budget for a tablet is whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And also, like they were saying, if you go in expecting an iPad, you'll be disappointed. If you go in with without those kind of expectations,
then your expectations might be met.
If you go in expecting an iPad, you don't do math too good because it's less than half the price. And if you, you're an idiot. But I spent about, I was at Thanksgiving up in Nashville with family, and my aunt got one. I spent about, I'd say, half an hour familiarizing myself with it before I was trying to teach her how to do certain things on it. A family tech support guy. It works really well. It's smooth. It has all your basic apps. It's got, obviously, the good, great book selection. I personally don't like reading on a backlit screen for any extended period of time. That's why I have a Kindle 3. But it's a good tablet. The web browser is sufficient. I didn't get to play too much with the apps because I didn't want to log myself into Facebook or anything like that. But... Amazon does pick out the top apps. You know, they've been doing that with their Android store for a while. They know how to pick good apps. They know how to get them out to people. So It's not a bad decision. It's
well, I
not.
You can actually sideload any Android app. You just have to take some extra steps.
Well, I mean, I doubt they locked it down that much. They don't care. They just want to sell the thing. They want to get their ads up on it. I heard that they're taking like a $20 loss on everyone. I don't have a quote or a source for that. I read it somewhere. I don't remember where. They're taking a $20 loss on every one of them.
They're basically selling it as a storefront to Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
With the idea that you're going to buy this device and they might take a small loss on it, but they're going to recoup that with all the money you're going to spend through that device.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically, like, I think the original Xbox, maybe even the Xbox 360, was the same way. Like, Microsoft was taking a hit on the console itself for a long time, making it back up through games and live and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, live, obviously, is... I mean, Xbox isn't a... If you look at the breakdown of Microsoft's money, Xbox does not make a whole lot of money. However, I don't know if we talked about this yet, and it's not on the topic list. Ben, do you have the new Xbox dashboard?
I do, and I like it a lot.
And with you have Kinect as well, right?
I do, but I haven't used it on the... Because I have two Xboxes, and I haven't used it on the Kinect-capable Xbox.
Okay. The Kinect and... I mean, they completely redid Netflix.
Which I also like a lot.
Yeah, I heard people saying it was awesome, and I was like, it's Xbox. I don't see how it can be awesome. And then I got it. And there's a few things that bother me, like finding certain games. The Fun Labs I was trying to play with. I was just trying to just goof around, and I couldn't find it for like 20 minutes because I'm a moron. But it's really, really easy to navigate, especially with Kinect. It's a whole lot easier to use with Kinect now. You don't have to do the separate sign-in and everything else. It's all in one. Like, you just wait for Kinect. It pops up on the regular dashboard, and you can hold your hand and swipe to the side. You can select anything.
So going to like that separate, you know,
It's all there in one.
Just Kinect. That's cool.
And you know how you can go to the side and Bing, like you go all the way to the right on the new dashboard, or the left. Sorry, it'd be the far left. You Bing, basically searches for anything on your Xbox. So now you can just say Xbox, Bing, you know, Fruit Ninja, and it'll bring up Fruit Ninja. You can just hold your hand out and it'll play it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh,
the only gripe I've had so far with it is that it takes me a little bit long. Maybe I'm just dumb and I haven't figured out like a better way to do it, but it takes me longer to get into Netflix. Like, I have to go to the videos and I have to go to video apps.
But now, if you use it on your Kinect-enabled one, you just say... Bing Netflix, and it'll open. Right, then it'll pop
up.
I'm not using it. Yeah. Two things. One, Chin Soloria just pointed out it's about 270 that they're losing on each Kindle Fire, which is logical. I mean, you definitely wouldn't charge $202.70 for each one, because that's just a stupid number. And they are probably making more than that. You know, easily.
Well, I mean, hell, you figure you probably... If every one person buys, like, I guess a book is, like, what, about $10? Amazon takes a 30% cut off of that. Boom, they made $3. They made their money back on that device.
Yeah.
That's a super cool one book.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to say is, I don't know if there's one out for any other OS, but on my phone... I have what's called Xbox Live Companion.
Oh, yeah, I got that on my iPhone also.
Yeah, it's basically a remote control for your Xbox on your phone.
Oh, wait, never mind, that's something different.
Okay, then you lose. But I open this app, it signs in to my Xbox, and then I can search through whatever... games I have installed or whatever's in the tray, because the Xbox has to be on, otherwise it's kind of pointless. So I can quick start a game from my phone. I can if I go to the Bing thing, like search, it'll search for shows that I can either watch on Hulu, buy from Zune, or watch on Netflix. So if I search That's Doctor awesome. Who, it'll take me to the Doctor Who page, and I can pick an episode, and I hit play, and it'll take me into the Netflix app and play that. And that's all from my phone, which is, to me, that's easier cool. to find. And then the other thing is, I totally forgot what I was going to say. Oh, there's a little if there's a little button in the corner on the menu screen where if you hit it, it brings up the D-pad and A, B, X, and Y. So you have your menu. It's basically like a mini controller in your hand as well.
Control the console. That's awesome. Yeah.
So,
I also want to point out a little tip for anyone that watches a lot of Netflix and stuff on their Xbox.
Yeah.
Pick up like a little infrared remote control. You can get them for like $5 on eBay. I just picked one up.
It's
so much more convenient and better.
And it saves battery life in your controller.
It's awesome. Because one of the things that was always annoying to me is I'd be watching like The Office or something or Arrested Development. And I'd hit play, episode would play, and get to the end, and I want to go to the next episode. My controller turned off, so now I got to turn it back on.
Yeah, but with the new Netflix, it's so much easier on the Xbox to go to the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because it starts previewing it, and you just kind of hit A, and it'll go to next.
Yeah, so. I like it a lot. I kind of wish the now playing window was a little bit bigger than it is, because it shrinks it down a lot. And especially when I was watching, I just got finished.
It's just for the credits, though.
No, well, see, the thing is, I just got finished rewatching Arrested Development, and you know, there's usually a lot of like like post show like things like in the next episode,
little extra stuff too. Yeah,
and usually like it would be hard to see that because it got so small. Most shows, it's not a problem because, like you said, it's just credits. But sometimes it's a little bit.
Okay, we're running out of time-ish sort of here.
We started before this podcast talking about we don't have a lot of topics.
Yeah, no, and now we've actually made our decent topic list into this full thing. The Miracle Hangover Pill has been approved by the FDA, making my day after podcast days much better.
Does this mean we can get you and Vito to go shot for shot again sometime in the future?
Dude, bring it. I will put his ass in the ground. You too, Ray.
Oh, hey, I don't want to get into that.
I'm nursing one
right now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you had a bad night, so you don't want to talk about it. Maybe on a better day we'll talk about it.
See, if you had the hangover pill right now.
Exactly. It's called Blowfish, which, I mean, that's something you do while you're drunk.
If you're a gay fish.
Or you're a girl fish. Yeah. Apparently, it contains 100 milligrams of aspirin, 120 milligrams of caffeine. I'm pretty sure I meant to say 120. Let me start over. 1,000 milligrams of aspirin. I don't know what I said the first time. 120 milligrams of caffeine and a stomach soothing agent. This seems no different than the hangover pills that aren't FDA approved. They're like supplements that you can buy. But those have a lot of vitamin C, and those usually help me. And so, anyway, you know what? Screw it. I'll take one for the team and review when I can find it. And right before we go to
journalism, right there.
Yeah, sure. It's for the journalism. Before we go to WTF news, we're gonna go ahead and cover this last thing on the topic list. Ben, what is one thing you want for Christmas? That applies to the podcast.
You know, I don't really know. Like, I've been thinking about that. There's not a whole lot I want. I guess maybe a couple of Xbox games. Like, I still haven't played either the Batman
game. Have you played Fruit Ninja for Kinect?
I have. That's awesome.
Dude, but it is tiring as hell.
You know what? I actually tried playing it with I have one of those lightsabers, those light-up ones you can buy. I tried playing it with that. I looked retarded as hell, but it was actually a lot of fun.
You look retarded as hell playing that game anyway. There's no way to avoid it.
That's true. But I
me and my wife were going back and forth playing. Like, I would play around, she would play around. And at the end of arcade mode in Fruit Ninja, it pops up with a pomegranate. And you hit it as many times as you can to get extra points.
Yeah.
Except when you get to that point, you're already kind of tired from slicing through everything else. And then you're just trying to get movement in front of the camera as much as possible. Means you can use both hands in your foot, and basically every swipe is registered.
The high score I got just on the pomegranate was something like 75.
And I got 60 the other day, and I was excited. And then I realized, watching my wife do it, that I must look like a complete idiot.
Which you did. Don't worry.
Oh, I did. Anyway, sorry, what was your actual request for Christmas?
I don't know, like maybe some Xbox games or something. I would like, you know, like a Kindle or a
tablet. See, there you go. That's what I'm saying. The one geek gift you want for Christmas. This is a wish list. I'm not getting this for you.
I don't know. Like an iPad, let's just say.
Okay. How about you, Ray? What do you want?
I don't know.
Jesus.
We're terrible people.
Do you want a new phone? Do you want like a...
I could really go for a new phone.
When's your contract up on that BlackBerry?
Yeah, I'm
it's
done
been up
with my
for
BlackBerry.
4 years.
I've had about all I could handle out of it.
Yeah, he tried defending it when he first got it.
Probably be okay with.
What was that?
Anything that's not a BlackBerry or the iPhone, I would probably be okay with.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Well, you can get a Nokia Lumia.
I could. I think I'd rather have an Android, though, to be honest.
It doesn't surprise me.
That's the kind of person I am.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Chancellor is saying Transformer Prime in the chat, but I think he's just talking about cartoons.
Oh.
Me, I'd rather have like a Roku box or something for my office, because I'm tired of second screening my Netflix while I'm playing a game. Doesn't quite play right that way. But that's me. A little HTPC tip.
I could also go for a second monitor. I could really use another monitor.
Just, dude, 32-inch TVs are super cheap right now.
Really?
Yeah.
How much is super cheap?
Well, compared to what they were when I bought my first one in 2007, they're super cheap. I think I paid $600 for my first 32-inch TV. It was off-brand, 720p, and I was like, yeah, like $700. And then now you can get them for about $200.
I see.
Which isn't
okay,
too much.
That, I would also like a TV.
Yeah.
I still got a big-ass, you know, CRT. Is that what you call a TV?
Yeah, that's the one that you put the NoiseCast sticker on that's on the Facebook page.
Yeah, it's exactly that one.
Awesome.
Still got RCA inputs. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Remember playing classic systems.
That's
exactly. Yeah. You tried playing N64 on an HDTV. It's stupid.
Good point.
Yeah. I almost want to go buy a CRT just to play my N64. But then Zelda died, so I don't play anymore.
Clearly, you can have mine.
I'm not paying for shipping.
It would be more than the TV worth. Like,
yeah, I can go get one on Craigslist. All right, let's move on to WTF news before we bore our one listener that's left. See, was it Chewbacca wanted to... Ray, did you post that?
I posted this.
Okay.
Basically, the gist of the story was... The gist of the story, yes, is that these guys did a drive-by, and one of them was wearing a Chewbacca mask. And he's at large. The other two guys were caught, but not Chewbacca.
Or are they just that small? Were they like the...
They were Ewoks, actually.
Yeah, that was what I was looking for.
I know. When I was reading the story, like when I first heard about it, I was just thinking of the scene at the end of A New Hope when Han comes in the Millennium Falcon and shoots Darth Vader out from behind Luke. And it's like, was that it? So they caught Han Solo, but the Empire is still looking for the Wookiee.
Yeah, well, that was awesome. Sex on the Beach. 3 seniors busted in sexting. This is obviously from our favorite author, Barbara Hijek, of the Florida blog. Let's see. If you're a senior between 62 and 81 and a younger man indicates that he may be interested in having sex with you, it may be a trap.
Especially if it's at a public park.
Yeah. So who's, you know, who's to blame people for thinking Craigslist posts are sincere?
Was Craig involved in this?
I am just assuming, because that seems to be the source of most of these sort of encounters. It doesn't say.
I think Lee County just... Sheriff's Office undercover detectives conducted a sting operation at Bunch Beach after having received complaints of men participating in acts of lewdness in public.
Yeah, it doesn't say how they did it, but...
Yeah, it does. Next paragraph. During the two-hour sting, three men approached undercover male detectives at separate times.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. I still blame Craigslist. Anyway, since you guys are assholes, I'm just going to drop that one. Let's move on to the next one. Conch blower locks horns with neighbor.
I think conch. You know, it, Lord of the Flies.
That was a conch. That was pronounced conch. Whatever.
It's conch. I don't know. Who cares? Hated that book.
It's...
Apparently they have conch blowing shells contests. That is a title I would like to have. Best conch champion blower conch on blower. The island.
That Ray, he blows a mean conch. And then you got arrested for losing some public.
Yeah, apparently this guy decided to just
go
out on his in his neighborhood. Yeah, I bet a drunken person blowing through one of those probably just sounds like a guy yelling through a megaphone that has newspaper crammed in it.
Or maybe a vuvuzela.
Yeah, I'd forgotten all about those. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah.
I don't have the app installed on my phone, so you all are. Ben, put that in there in the after show.
Self edit in Vuvuzela sound now.
Oh, actually, about 30 seconds ago.
Well, and also.
Yes.
And again. And right
now.
I apologize to anyone listening to the podcast.
They already left.
That's why.
There's been so many Vuvuzelas at this point. They've already left.
Yes.
All right. So apparently he was on his balcony blowing on his conch horn. And the cop showed up. He decided not to stop, but instead got arrested.
He slammed the door and told him to go away before calling 911 to complain.
Yeah. And then he called back to complain.
What a real blowhard.
This woman has a book of puns on her desk that needs to be taken. So if you work near Barbara Hijack in the Florida blog, we will pay you $20 for her pun book.
It's a bounty.
It's a bounty on that. So maybe this woman can learn to write on her own. I write my own puns. All right. Hide your chihuahuas.
I just read through it.
Oh. Apparently, blah, 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 somebody sexually assaulted a 3-year-old chihuahua.
Good.
What?
But hey, man, it was legal with dog ears.
Wow. I am really worried as to how you thought that up so fast. You had that defense just ready. Apparently, Mr. Bautista, I don't know where I got an L from, was found in February passed out in the backyard where he lived with his roommate. He said he went into the yard because he heard his dog yelp. Apparently, the guy looked down, saw his roommate with his pants open and the dog running away.
Oh my.
He later told investigators he gets, quote, crazy.
No, you didn't say that right. He gets, quote, crazy when he drinks. Apparently if he had entered a plea bargain, he would have been deported to Guatemala. So I don't know. You're a dog fucker. Do you want to stay in the States or go home? He's like, they have goats at home. I go home.
Oh God.
Now, chihuahuas are small dogs.
I was really hoping we could get through this without discussing the mechanics of it.
I'm base palming super hard.
Okay,
right,
yeah. Well, here's another one. Chancellor in the chat said it's the chihuahua's fault for dressing like that.
He was asking for it.
He? It doesn't say what the gender of the dog is. I guess that doesn't matter.
Well, the dog's name is Mimi, so I'm gonna assume it's not a dude dog.
I don't know. Chihuahuas, I don't think, are allowed to.
He's not gay. God, man.
And then, wrong with that. Yeah, then at the end of the article, there's a list. There's a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other stories of dogs being assaulted by humans. Poor
and
dogs.
A goat that was accidentally asphyxiated during a sex act.
Okay, make that 5 and a goat.
Wow.
What's wrong with people?
It was a family goat, too. I don't know if that means the goat had a family or if it belonged to the family, but I'm going to imagine that that goat had a family, and it was on the wrong end of an asphyxiation binge.
Won't someone think of the poor child goats?
They really
they're called kids. They're actually called kids.
Oh,
Ben.
That's right. Damn
they
it.
Are. They...
And
job.
On this high note, I think we're going to end this majestic podcast. Unless anyone has anything else to say.
No. I'm done after that.
Yeah.
I'm done with the internet for a while.
I think I'm burnt out for at least 20 minutes. Okay. So, we'd like to thank you for joining us, especially if you joined us in the live chat. Most of y'all left because you're jerks. But you're probably not going to listen to this, so you're not going to hear me say it. Joke's on you. This has been the Noisecast. We do have a live website. I'm on Vicodin. We have a website, thenoisecast.com. You can always check out our podcast on there, thenoisecast.com/listen. There's a list of places where you can find the podcast, including right there on the webpage. Facebook page, The Noisecast, just search us. Also on Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. With us tonight, we had the wonderful, the Mexican Ben.
Insert Vuvuzela sound here in post-production when I do this. So yeah, what's up? Bye.
We had Ginger Giant Ray.
Don't have sex with your animals.
What if the animals have sex with you? Is that okay?
No, right? No, not acceptable.
Wow, okay, I'm surprised. This is coming from Arkansas. It doesn't really get a whole lot more backwoods in Arkansas, and
no,
we're being told.
It's human on human only, consenting.
But what if you put a mask on the dog?
Don't care.
Okay, good. Glad to hear. And I still am, Chris, your host.
He was Chris, now he's Matt.
Shit. It's going to be really hard to remember that. Anyway, thanks again for joining us. Be sure to send us topics, tips, tricks, life hacks, anything you want.
Money.
You know every way to contact us. Someone is usually monitoring one of them. So, spam us. We'll probably ignore it. Good night. You
fucker.
Christmas is interesting, like a knife in your heart. Christmas is interesting, how it tears you apart. Christmas is interesting, like a stick in your eye. It's so freaking interesting. You'd rather be a dentist. Maybe wonderful life. And you lost all your money, you cracked up your car, you yelled at your favorite wife. You go to bed and you wait for Jacob Martin.